Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Well, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There's 5 questions.
Pop culture man. You gotta answer more than she can. Ooh. Let's go to Kimberly and La Mesa. Kimberly, kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
I'll see you later, Tammy.
Kimberly, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. $100 of her hard-earned money from her San Diego County Credit Union checking account, SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And remember, double payback days are back at San Diego County Credit Union. Kimberly, all ties go to Tammy. You have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
Well, here we go then. Best of luck. Young adults now actually prefer this type of Thanksgiving celebration to the traditional family Thanksgiving dinner, according to a new survey. And the main reasons are they are with their friends, so they're more social. They get to avoid personal questions from their family. When are you getting married? And there's less pressure. What is this term for spending a Thanksgiving with friends?
Friendsgiving?
Actress-director Elizabeth Banks says that despite the fact that her reboot of this classic TV show, which was later turned into a movie starring Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu, bombed, she's happy that, quote, it's in the world. What movie am I talking about?
Charlie's Angels.
Andrea Barber says the cast of Fuller House would be happy to come back for Fullest House. Barber played DJ Tanner's best friend on Full and Fuller House. Tell me her full name.
Oh, gosh. Kimmy Gibbler.
Despite vowing to never tour again, Motley Crue is hitting the road next year with Def Leppard and Poison. It'll be a stadium tour, but dates and venues have not been announced yet. Of the three bands, who sold the most records?
Motley Crue.
Idris Elba will star in a Western being produced by Jay-Z. Idris is still being rumored to be the next James Bond, but got famous co-starring as Russell Stringer Bell in this HBO original series that ran from 2002 to 2008 and is regarded by some as the greatest TV show of all time. What is it?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tam back in then. Tammy! Kimberly, what's happening with you today?
Just taking my son to daycare and then off to work.
Yeah, man, I remember that time. I remember I used to work afternoons when Abby was a baby. I'd have to drop her off at daycare. And then I had that, I don't know, 7-minute drive to the office. I lived in a small town radio station then. It was like the most peaceful time of my day, that 7-minute drive. You know what I'm talking about?
I do, and it is the most peaceful.
Well, Kimberly did today 3 out of 5.
Tam. Nice job, Kimberly.
Tammy, young adults now actually prefer this type of Thanksgiving dinner to the traditional family Christmas Thanksgiving dinner, according to a new survey. Reasons are probably very relatable. They are with their friends, so they can be more social. They get to avoid questions from their family. And there's less pressure. What is this term for spending Thanksgiving with friends?
Friendsgiving.
I've done both. Love Friendsgiving, frankly, for all those reasons listed. It was great to just have like a relaxed right. vibe. But I'm so excited to be with my family this year. I can't even. I'm bouncing off the wall. Kimberly knew that. It's 1-1. Actress-director Elizabeth Banks says that despite the fact that her reboot of this classic TV show, which then was later turned into a movie series, bombed, she's happy it's, quote, in the world. What movie am I talking about?
Charlie's Angels.
I didn't see any reviews on that, but I did see that it tanked.
It tanked. But you know what? I think I saw one preview for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't see it. I don't think it was marketed theater. Well. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
But. All right. Well, 2-2. Kimberly knew that. Andrea Barber says the cast of Fuller House would be happy to come back for Fullest House. Barber played DJ Tanner's best friend and on Full and Fuller House. Tell me her full name.
Oh, what was her name? Because it's kind of an odd one, and I don't remember. Goodness, I don't remember. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, if our old producer was
Kimmy.
Here. Kimmy Gibbler.
Yes. I went to remember the last name, but Kimmy, oh, man.
The full name is important for this one because of, you know, Kimmy Gibbler. Kimberly knew that. So there you go. It's 3-2, Kimberly. Despite vowing to never tour again, Motley Crue is hitting the road next year with Def Leppard and Poison. It'll be a stadium tour. Dates and venues have not been announced yet.
Right.
Of the three bands, who've sold the most records?
Wow. Motley Crue, Depp Leppard, or Poison? Man, that's a really tough question, I think. But the answer is probably, it's probably like way out of the line. I'm going to go with Motley Crue.
Motley Crue has sold 100 million records worldwide. Def Leppard, I mean, Pyromania, Hysteria, I mean, those two alone make them one of the most successful recording acts of all time, and they are the number one of those three. I'm not sure what I feel about that tour. Yeah. Even 10 years ago, I thought maybe it's a little, but we'll see. All right, so look at this. It's now still 3-2, Kimberly.
Come on, Tammy, you can't do this.
You must get this right, Tammy. Idris Elba will star in a Western being produced by Jay-Z. Idris is still being rumored to be the next James Bond, but got famous co-starring as Russell Stringer Bell in this HBO original show that ran from 2002 to 2008 and is regarded by some as the greatest TV show of all time. What is it?
I believe that's The Wire.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I hate when it's so matter of fact like that, don't you, Kimberly? Like, oh, ha-ha,
yes.
I win, you don't?
Yes, that was so me. Wow.
All right, Kimberly. All ties go to Tammy, unfortunately. She just forced a tie. So you're not going to get her money, but you will get a great prize for hanging with us this Wednesday.
We are going to set you up with a family 4-pack of tickets so you can join us for KSON Takeover Night at the SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. That happens December 13th. Sesame Street Christmas Village, the Winter Wonderland on Ice, the Cirque Christmas Show, and more, all courtesy of SeaWorld.
Awesome. My son's going to love it.
He is, Kimberly. You take care. Enjoy that peaceful ride. Have a good day at work. And thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.